Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Terence Norris, T like Ram, E-R-R-E-N-C-E, last name Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. Mr. Terence Norris is here for an evaluation or follow-up visit. Date of birth is 1/27/83, date of accident 10/6/2023. Date of service is 9/19/2024. The patient, Terence Norris, was a victim of an automobile accident where he was a rear seat passenger and their car was T-boned in the front, leading to various episodes. He suffered from a fracture of the suboccipital bone, fracture of the nose, laceration of the right eye, subarachnoid bleed, subdural hematoma, and he was in the ICU for St. Agnes Hospital from 10/7/2023 to 10/10/2023. Suffered from TBI and various pain syndromes. He also suffered from retinal detachment, for which he has had recent surgery at Krusty Eye Hospital. His pain in the neck is continuing to the level of 9, lower back pain is 10, and right hand pain is as numbness and tingling is present in all the 5 fingers 1 or 2 times a day. Headaches are continuing, but most of the headaches are in the face and the forehead and not occupying the vertex or the rear occipital area. Hence, the pain level is between 9 and 10, ADLs are 9. Patient reports of 30% relief in the pain with all the current protocols. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 155/119, pulse 94, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is same as previous visit, dated 9/4/2024, dictation number 0918-039. Plan. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is the patient has ongoing radiculopathy from lower back to the right buttock and right thigh, and it appears to be coming from the spine damage that has been found in the MRIs. We have discussed the MRIs with the patient at great length. He does have a bulging disc at C5-6 with unconvertible joint hypertrophy and involvement of L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 and L5-S1 with disc bulging, herniated disc, and grade 1 retrolisthesis as L5-S1. It appears the patient will benefit from 4 to 6 injections of lumbar epidural steroid injection. He has had only one injection, and so far patient has not been consenting to get any more injections, or he also doesn't want to see a spine surgeon for possible spine surgery consultation. He has been advised that 4 to 6 LESI and 2 CESI injection will be of help to him. Physical therapy, he has been discharged from physical therapy as PT evaluation is needed and we have not received it. He remains off work. Also, replacement transportation case management has been ordered. Percocet 5/325 once a day. 10 tablets have been ordered. And his maps and labs have been reviewed. The patient is otherwise quite stable. Home exercises have been reviewed with the patient and advised to him. Thank you.